From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell. Good morning. Some legal experts say the policies for GPS, or ankle monitors, worn by juvenile offenders in California are so strict that some kids end up unintentionally violating the rules. Steve Milne reports from Sacramento.
The rules vary from county to county, but most prohibit electronically monitored teenagers from leaving home except for school or other pre-approved activity. But a new UC Berkeley School of Law study finds the complexity of rules can derail teens.
We were repeatedly seeing our clients really struggling on electronic monitoring, and then they end up back in jail.
Kate Weisbert is an attorney with the East Bay Community Law Center who represents juvenile offenders. She co-authored the study. Weisbert says some counties require a parent be home at all times, that schedules be approved weeks in advance, or that landline phones be set up in the home, which could be a challenge for poor families.
GPS also disproportionately impacts low-income families. Counties are able to charge fees to families to have their child be on an electronic monitor.
A bill making its way through the state legislature would remove those fees statewide. In Sacramento, I'm Steve Milne.
Democratic leaders in the legislature have postponed a vote on extending the climate change program cap and trade. Committee hearings and floor votes were originally planned for today. Ben Bradford has more from Sacramento.
Interest groups and lawmakers have not united behind the bill, despite changes to the program designed to attract them. Senate Leader Kevin DeLeon and Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon say in a statement the floor vote will instead occur Monday. That leaves time for amendments after the bills are heard in committee. The statement also says the delay will allow affordable housing discussions to, quote, catch up to the climate effort. That likely signals an attempt to tie housing policy changes and funding, a priority for progressive lawmakers, directly to the cap-and-trade vote. At the State Capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
You can find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prohm.